through the facilities and cooperation of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto, Ontario, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Royal Canadian Air Force Station Drill Hall in Centralia, Ontario, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton!
That was Bing Whitaker that did the introduction this evening, and we'd like you people, as Bing said, listening in here, that to know that the reaction this evening that you hear will be that of the ladies and the gentlemen of the Royal Canadian Air Force here at Centralia, Ontario. We don't know just exactly what it's going to be, but we're going to try a little bit of some of the things that you know on them and see what happens, and then we're going to present some new things that I don't think that either you listening in on NBC or those here at Centralia have heard. So to start off with, here's a medium-tempoed thing, a very fresh thing that has a kind of a classical name, but we won't be pretentious. This is strictly jazz music and a part of the jazz world. Stan Levy should be playing drums about now. I gave him a cue. Yes, the brushes are going here. This is the thing called Theme and Variation. Bill Holman. No particular solos on Theme and Variation, some unison work by some of the sections, and, well, we'll have to say there was a mixture of five trumpets, five trombones, five saxophones, a rhythm section, and that brings us to the second number here. This gentleman standing right next to me here at the microphone is Lee Konitz. He has, as usual, his alto saxophone, and isn't that a strange thing? This PA mic is having a fit. Right now, Lee Konitz and his version of Lover Man. Lee?
Thank you.
This next number has to do mostly with the guitar, so it's named for the guy that plays it, Sal Salvador. This is the thing that we did a lot of New York City a few weeks ago at Birdland. You'll hear a beat in the moment, which probably will be the sound of the leather of my heel beating on this floor, because somehow we cannot just take numbers like this on a downbeat. There has to be a kickoff, and that will be the first sound here to this thing that will establish the tempo to Sal Salvador's guitar solo. Well, there's Frivolous Sal.
Thank you.
know, Bing, we have a problem here. I think that these complications somehow arise in spite of the fact that you give things a lot of thought and forethought. We have the fourth spot here on this program, you know, Bing. Oh, incidentally, have you met Chris Connors here? This is Bing Whitaker, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I forgot that I did introduce you a little earlier, but I got excited. Chris, you know what we did? Bing, can you lower that a little bit? Probably to about, that's good. I'd say about there. It's very good, Chris.
That's wonderful.
We have a program here. You know your lyrics, or do you want to read them off of my sheet?
I think I'll do that if you don't mind.
Number four, If I Should Lose You. I'll see if I can start the band.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander around hating the sound of rain.
Thank you, Chris. Here is the opportunity in which this next gentleman makes known his technique and his ability here, the trombonist Frank Rossellino. Here, a couple of weeks back, we decided to let him introduce himself, but he says so many flattering things about himself that we felt that you people might believe that he, let's say, would be kind of stretching things a bit, but really he isn't at all. The things that he feels about himself are absolutely true. He believes that he's the greatest trombone player in the music business. He believes that he has more technique than anyone else. He believes that he's the most colorful musician on the bandstand. And, Frank, we're even now. I don't owe you that five any longer. Frank Rossellino, Frank speaking. Thank you. I just wanted to take advantage of Rosalino while he's close to the microphone here. Frank, you know that a week from tonight, the next concert in miniature, of course, will be done from the Opera House in Chicago. We're doing a concert there, two concerts, as a matter of fact, one at 7 and one a little later, about 9 or 9.30, with George Shearing. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, Stan. That's great.
I haven't told anyone about it. Well, at least we're letting the people listening in know that a week from tonight, we do the concert at the Opera House in Chicago with George Shearing and the orchestra here, and we'd like very much to include Frank speaking as a part of the program.
Crazy. I appreciate that.
You appreciate it, yes. I wonder if while you're here at the microphone, would you be kind enough to introduce the guy that sits next to you, another trombone player.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present at this time our lead trombone player, Bobby Burgess, playing Rainbow, Over the Rainbow.
It is always at this portion of these concerts and miniatures when I feel that a few thank yous should be thrown around. And, you know, a strange thing, I never know just exactly to whom we owe the largest debt of gratitude. There is a producer that keeps time, instructs us, and tries to keep us in line. Then there is the engineer that we figure also is most important, because he is the guy that collects all of these sounds, mixes them together, and puts them out on the network. And then, of course, we have another very important gentleman, a guy that presents us, the announcer. And because we feel a lot of affection for this guy this evening, Bing Whitaker, we knew that there was no problem here. There's no problem with Tom Kilgore or Norm Hollingshead. Bing, you got any problems?
No problem with Stan Kenton either. Only problem I have right now is to get rid of all this and cool off a bit here, Stan. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Royal Canadian Air Force Station Drill Hall in Centralia, Ontario, through the facilities and cooperation of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto, Ontario. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Bing Whitaker speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.